531.
Mamatupou Manapori QSM is the chair of the Cook Islands Teachers and Educators Collective New Zealand, lecturer for the New Zealand Certificate in Pacific Languages Level 3 and Level 4 at Cook Island at MIT in Auckland. She, along with other experts in Te Reo Māori Kukiairangi, launched the Cook Islanders Teachers and Educators Collective New Zealand, Aotaunga Kōrero Kukiairangi, or Aotearoa, in 2019. She joins us now on Pacific Days to speak more about her amazing passion for her beautiful Kukiairangi, Cook Islands Māori. Kia rana, Mama, and thank you so much for joining us today. Really appreciate it. Meitaki ma'ata.
Kia rana, Brian.
Well, Mama, tell us a little bit about yourself firstly.
Oh, I think Rutu Te Reo Māori.
Hey, it's Cook Islands Language Week, of course, go for it.
Meitaki. Ko kite o koto e te tangata kia rana koto e te avotea. Ko ki te kukoto e ko eau e no ea mai au. Tupo Manapori, no te pāinua tokerauo i te Kukiairangi. Manahi ke rakahanga, puka puka, e te arawi e tuneo e koto i te iawatea ni. Ko ki te koto i tākoto anganga e pu api e nao, i te tuatau mo, kua kangare, i tēne rā te api i neo tō tātou reo Māori Kukiairangi, kiro te api i tuatoru i MIT, Manukau Technical Institute, i Ōtara. Nō te mea, te manganui te utamarike i nāore nei ke api i rātou i te reo Māori, Kukiairangi, i runga i te ia inoa ko Aotearoa. Nō reira ko tāko tuanga anga i e te itaime, e karere i te tauturu i rātou.
Meitaki mata. Now, which island or islands are you representing in the beautiful Cook Islands chain this afternoon, Mama?
Every island.
Oh, yeah.
Teo inua katoa.
Nice. Hey, did you attend Te Mai Vanui the other week? How was it?
Meitaki, it was good. Yes, excellent, top notch.
It must be amazing, you know, when you attend and seeing another generation, because for yourself as an educator, what, over 30, 40 years now, to see a new generation come through every, you know, coming through and really enjoying and being very passionate about their Cook Islands, you know, identity.
It's outstanding, Brian, very outstanding. The performances, from the performance to the costumes, everything about it. It was another step up, another level up from when it started in 2019. So I'm very proud of that, very proud of the caliber, especially of the young ones coming in and learning. It was beautiful. It's very emotional about it because they have picked up what we want them to do. To know, kia kite I te reo, kia kite I te peo, te akonoanga Māori. Nō te mea, ko tō rātou ora anga ia, ko rātou ia, ko ai au, no ea mai au, no te Kukiairangi.
Take us back to, you know, the days before this renaissance of, you know, Pasifika cultural embracing, you know, in the very early years of, like, you know, Poly Fest, when it was just starting off in there. I'm assuming back then not as passionate as they are now. What do you think brought that about, Mama Tupou, if we're looking at the Cook Islands?
Well, I think we've come a long way, as you have said, Brian. Because we have started small. There weren't many people then at that time. But now, the people of today, the young people of today, even the parents of today, realize the importance of their language, how important it is to teach their children who are born in Aotearoa. And therefore, they have to have a step up in teaching them. And by having other avenues of these young people trying to showcase what they have picked up and are very passionate about, the dancing, their singing, and you name it. It has actually clearly been indicated through that event of last week with Te Mai Vanui. And I just hope that the organizers will see and realise the importance of the culture itself. It's not about money. It's about the young people and everyone, from the youth to the elderly, enjoying that.
Mm-mm-mm.
It's picking up now, and because many of our parents are getting old, and therefore I think it is time for the youth to give back to the people, to the community, to the elders.
Mama Tupou, over 40 years as an educator, what were the big challenges in the initial stages in trying to, you know, to get Kukiairani included as part of the curriculum, being, you know, many times for you a lone voice in the early stages?
Yeah. Well, that was so right, Brian. It was very difficult when I came here in 68. There wasn't much, apart from the churches. That's where we go to. But you have to challenge the people that are in those positions up there, the Ministry of Education, other departments, and you've got to challenge yourself to see, how much do I need about my language and my culture? And this is a question I have to ask myself. How much do I want? How much do I want to give to my children and grandchildren who are born in New Zealand? And I'll tell you what, it has brought me to the stage where I want to fight for that right of my children. Even though they're born here, they have that right to know who they are and where they're from. They have that right, as Cook Islanders living in Aotearoa, to know what is best to give our children, because we need to connect. We need to embrace what we have, our language, and then connect our children to our homeland. And so with this Language Week this week, for this year, saying a tuitu i au ki te oneone o tōku uitupuna, really makes me feel emotionate. Nō te mea, it is saying, connect me, not to the soil, connect me to the homeland that my ancestors have made it possible for me to be here today. Even though we talk about the soil, and I interpret that soil to be my turanga waewae, my homeland, where I came from. And this is true for our children and our grandchildren. You need to connect. Even though you're living here in Aotearoa, the only thing that you can connect back home to the islands is through your language, through your culture, through your protocols. Nā roto I te api ingai tātou o Tamariki, kia kite rātou I tō rātou reo, tō rātou reo tupuna, tō rātou te reo rarotonga, e pērā katoa ki tō rātou peu, tā rātou akonoanga, e raukai e rātou I te tūkati, e rātou ki te ipukarea.
Over the 4 decades or so, Mama, try and describe what it is when a student that you've worked with, who may, you know, in the beginning journey of this, of the beginning stages of their journey in the language, you know, nothing, but then to see them maybe get up and to do a pe'e, and to see, you know, the passion and the pride within, you know, how they hold themselves as a proud Cook Islander, you know, what does it mean to you? Or, you know, try and describe that.
It word speaks louder, in a way, for me. When you hear them and hear that they have just started to learn to speak, it takes me back home to where I remember vividly what it's like to be back home. And that's a beginning stage for these young people today. And I'm looking forward, because on Thursday this week, the 5th of August, we're having those young people, secondary schools from Auckland here, who are going to do their speeches in Cook Islands Māori at Te Puke Otara, 9 o'clock in the morning, because we didn't have the chance to speak at the Polyfest this year because of the short, or the changes of the program. And the schools decided they will hold their speeches during Language Week. And how appropriate is that? And for me, I think we have come a long way to where we are today. And I'm looking forward proudly to hear those young people express themselves about what they think of the topics that they were given to speak. Hopefully, our parents out there, Te Aumatua, please come and listen to your children. Be an audience for your children that you can feel proud of.
And finally, Mama, Cook Islands Language Week 2021, e petomo te reo Māori Kuki Airani, what is the encouragement to all Cook Islanders, especially those that are not familiar with their beautiful mother tongue this afternoon, please?
As I said to Manurewa High School when they opened their day today, very proud, Caroline, and your team and your staff, the students of Manurewa. I'm really proud. And I said to them, this is a challenge. Yeah, what they need to do is learn. Try and learn something about Cook Islands and be strong. And don't be shy. Many of you are too shy to speak. Yeah, but I will say to you, aka marirui, tutua ia te reo, kōrero ia te reo, kia kite koe ko eikoe no ea mai koe. I just hope, my hope is that throughout Aotearoa, that our parents, our schools are going to support not just Cook Islands language, but our Pacifica languages to be taught in the schools, to be taught in the community, and so that it will bloom, it will flourish throughout the country of Aotearoa. It is my hope it will happen.
Mama Tupou Manapuri, QSM, Meitaki Ma'ata, and for the ongoing amazing work and championing Te Reo Māori Kuki Airani, Meitaki Ma'ata, Kia Manuia.
Meitaki Brian.